USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia today campaigning for Republican Brian Kemp. Kemp wants to be the next governor of Georgia and is locked in a tight race against Democrat Stacey Abrams. Oprah Winfrey and Will Ferrell are campaigning for Abrams, to which Pence said,
I'm kind of a big deal, too. I got a message for all Stacey Abrams' liberal Hollywood friends. This ain't Hollywood. This is Georgia.
President Trump will be holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one tonight being in Columbia, Missouri. The president also sat down with ABC News and was asked if he's always been truthful to the American people.
I always want to tell the truth. When I can, I tell the truth. I mean, sometimes it turns out to be where something happens, it's different, or there's a change, but I always like to be truthful.
San Francisco Giant great and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Willie McCovey died at the age of 80 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Michelle Obama is behind a TV special on the night before Election Day. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The former First Lady's nonpartisan, nonprofit campaign called When We All Vote is holding its first ever telethon for America on Monday night, Election Night Eve. It will be seen on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Comedy Central Online. But the telethon does not have a goal of raising any money. Instead, the idea is to make sure people get out and vote the next day, regardless of who they're voting for. Among the stars who've signed on, Jessica Alba, Judd Apatow, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Allison Janney.
DirecTV apologized to NFL Sunday Ticket customers after a prolonged glitch on Sunday prevented many users from watching games through the subscription service. It's unclear how many DirecTV subscribers were affected by the glitch, but the glitch was asking people to pay an additional $50 to watch their game. This is USA Radio News.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
Former President Barack Obama is campaigning for Democrats, and one of the things you're hearing on the campaign trail, if you listen to the former president, is that he was the one who got the economy turned around, and right now we're hearing President Donald Trump take credit for it. I had a chance to chat with Stephen Moore. He's author of a new book titled Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Get Our Economy Back on Track, and one of the things I asked him was the difference between the economy under President Trump versus former President Obama.
We changed from a community organizer as president to a businessman, and that's made all the difference in the world. I mean, the economy, and look, Barack Obama did the best he could. I don't have any, you know, I don't have any ill feelings towards him, but he doesn't understand business. He doesn't understand the economy, and he had a lot of economists who gave him a lot of bad advice. And, you know, it was Barack Obama who said a couple weeks before the election, you know, when Trump said we're going to get to 4% growth and, you know, revive our manufacturing sector, it was Obama said, how is he going to do that? By waving a magic wand? Well, he's done it, you know. So I don't think there's anybody more surprised by this economic boom than Barack Obama. Unfortunately, in Obama's last year in office, the economy was only growing at 1.5% growth, which is really, really pitiful. Now we're growing at 4%. That's the difference going 15 miles an hour down the highway and 40 miles an hour down the highway.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.